All right, so sign the next. Continuing Sama Vav. Okay, so we have the Shitas, right? We have the Shitas of Abaye and Rav. Abaye says that for Min Bimino, we go Basar Tam, right? And Rava says you go Basar Shmo. But where do they get this from? So Abaye says, I have a Raya. Yeah, where's the start? Omar,
Abaye?
Yeah, Omar Abaye, go ahead.
Abaye Omar Ben Asitah?
Omar Abaye Mino Aminullah. So it's a, what is it, it's a Mishnah in Orla?
Yeah.
Alright, a little bit, Tosa's trouble with, I had a little bit of a controversy with Tosos about exactly how to understand the Mishnah, but we'll just take it with Rashi straight. That was, how's Rashi learning? So Abaye's Raya is from the Mishnah and from Chizkiyah. Okay, so what does the Mishnah say? It's if you, it says if you have Tavlin of two or three Shemos, but one Min, or two or three shamos from three minim, right? Three shamos from three minim, then asurin umitzdarfin. Okay, so what is the case, Rashi? So you have either three shamos of the same min, like three kinds of pepper, right? Pepper here means the spice, not the vegetable.
Like the peppercorn.
The peppercorn, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we have three of those. White, black, or long. Or, so that's three of the same shame. I'm sorry. That's three shamos of the same min. Or you can have three different things totally. Paprika, pepper, and
cumin.
Okay, so if they fell into a kedera, so they're going to be Asur and Umitzdarfin. See, that's what Tosa doesn't like. Tosa doesn't like the Rashi's combining Asur and Umitzdarfin into one case. But whatever it is, for us it doesn't. It's not for us to go into right now. So, but basically Rashi learns how that if these three things fell into a kedera, right? V'lo b'zekedi l'tavel, v'lo b'zekedi l'tavel. Neither one, none of them have enough strength to give taste on their own. Then what? They'll be mitzdaref, right? They'll be mitzdaref evahein shel iser, as the case with their iser. They'll be mitzdaref to aser. They'll be mitzdaref to aser. Okay, let's do a little bit of background work. Give me shulchan, give me your day off. Okay, so just to get a little bit of a background here, take a look, for instance, in Yordea, Tzadi Ches, the last Sif, okay, Simon Tzadi Tes, it's Sif Tes, okay, listen to this case, Chaims, okay, Kedera Sheyesh Bo Nun Tes Zesim, Heter. All right, you have a kedera that has how many?
50 olives worth.
50 what? 59 olives worth of heter.
What is it? Oh, you said nun tes?
Nun tes, I'm sorry. Nun tes zesim heter. Okay, it's got 59 portions of heter. Let's call it that. V'naflu ba beis zesim. I'm going to shock you guys. You ready? V'naflu ba beis zesim. Two zaysim fall in. Sounds bad, right? Echad shel dam. It's getting worse. Echad shel chelav. So you have 59 portions of heter and two portions of iser fall in. Right? Kol echad mitzdareif im hanuntes shel heter. Each one. What do you think happens now? You have 59 portions of heter, and then one portion of Dam falls in, and one portion of Chela falls in.
Right, so you got 160 first of Dam and 160 first of Chela.
Exactly. So then we say, okay, Dam and Chela are different. Right? So the Dam is dispersed within 60 portions of Ein Amino. And the Chelev is dispersed within 60 portions of Ein Amino. So therefore, everything is mutter. Each Isser, right, has 60 against it. Right? Kol Echad Mitztaref Im HaNun Tes Shel Heter. Each Isser will join the 59 of Heter. Levato Chavero. Of course, you can't eat if you know where the chelev and the dam are. They remain usher, of course. But the question is, the point is like this: why does this make sense? Why does this make sense? Does this make sense, anybody?
Don't you need 60 parts heter and then one iser tumim aslet?
Yeah. So what about the fact we need 60 parts of heter?
You don't need 60 parts of heter. You just need 60 of one thing and then one of the thing you're trying to do about it.
Right. In other words, you need your Isser doesn't express itself mm-hmm. in any ratio of 1 to 60 and smaller. So it doesn't matter that part of the in other words, in your mixture, do you taste Dam? No, because the taste of Dam has been diluted. Do you taste Chelev? No. Because the taste of Chelev has been diluted. Each one, neither one, the Tam of the Dam or the Tam of the Chelev cannot find any expression in this pot because each one has been spread out over 60 others, 60 pieces of other. Doesn't matter that part of the other is Isser. It's a matter of dilution. It's a matter of dilution. So since they have different Tamim, right, so the tam of the dam is bottle, and the tam of the chelev is bottle.
Would this be true? Like if we added a third thing shalisser that was like not chelev or dam?
Yeah, like I said, 61 isurim in there.
And how far can you go?
Yeah.
Okay, once you get the robe, you can get into trouble. But so the shach says, the svarahu. Here's the svarah. The kol iser batal kishe'eno yachol litain tam beheter. Listen, this is probably answer question. The shach says, it's a svara. Any iser is batal if it can't give its tam to the heter. V'tam dam v'chelev eino shove. And the tam of dam and chelev don't taste the same. Right? Hare nisvatel tam ha'chelev v'shishim v'tam adam v'shishim. So it turns out, if Dam can't give Tam into a ratio of Shishim. So, and since the Dam and the Chelev taste differently, so everything will join up to be Mevatel the Tam of the Dam, and everything will join up to be Mevatel the Tam of the Chelev. So in the Heter, there's no Tam of Dam or Chelev. The Mali Isser HaMevatel Isser, Mali Heter HaMevatel Isser. Who cares if whoever said only heter can be mevatel iser? Why can't iser be mevatel iser? V'lo ye od koach litin tam beheter, and now it won't have any koach to give tam into the heter. That's from the Rush. It's quoting the Rush. I can't listen to Rush. He's the guy who knows what he's talking about. So it's surprising. It's surprising because you think if I had 59 portions of heter and one portion of iser fell in, it will be aser, right? Kal v'chomer, two portions of iser fall in. Nope, punk faker. The opposite is true. Two fall in is good.
Yeah.
But if it was the same iser, why would it be aser? Because then it would be two kazesim of Isser falling into 59 of Heter. Mm-hmm. Now I have one Isser into 59 and another Isser into... I have one Isser into 60 and another Isser into 60. It's like two simultaneous cases of an Isser into Shishim. Chelev into Shishim, Dam into Shishim. But if it was Dam and Dam, then it would be two kazesim of Dam into 59 kazesim of Heter.
What happens if the two different Yisurim, but they taste the same? Does that make a difference?
Oh, so that's what we're getting to.
Okay.
So, right? Okay. Jeremy, good? Okay.
You can have 31 of Heter and then 30 different meanings of Esther and nothing else?
The question is, do one...
If you had 30 different meaning,
search around the world.
So the Shach is saying that it's a matter of Tom, right? The Tom Dam v'Chelav Ein Shava, right? That's how the Shach has it, and so Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ovelim Tom on Shavin. After Bez Yisurim, it's Darfin Lesser. But if two Yisurim had the same Tom, then they would be Mitzdarf. So that's what our case is based on. Our case is based on this idea. Okay? So that's what he's saying. He's saying, over here too, you have three different Yisurim, right? Three different Shemos. But, and neither one can give its own Tom. Neither one can give its own time into the Kedera. Mm-hmm. It's like the case of 59 and 60 and 1. Right? It's like 60 and 1. Each one is 60 and 1. But if you add them all together, then you'll have 2 to 59. Or 3 to 59. However you want to put it. Right?
But you can't add them all together.
Oh. So he says, so the Mishnah says, they're mitzdarfin. That's what this Mishnah says. Is even though they're three different Shemos, and neither one has the right shear on its own of Isser, right? Kineged the whole thing. Each one on its own kineged the whole thing won't give Tom. Each one is just 1 to 61. 1 to 61. 1 to 61. But together, right? 1 to 62, you can even say, right? Together there'll be 3 to 59. Whatever the math would be, right? So he says, so you see, you can be mitzdarif them for Isser. And Chizkiah said, when is that true? Only when they all have the same basic taste, when they all the matik asakadera. Right? So he says, what does he say? So Rashi says, the Omar Chizkiah, Hachad dekamar min gimel v'gimel shemos lohan mitzdarfin. When do we say that even though they're three different minim the mitzdarf, right? Avagat klasa minin inu bish bish. Did I skip something? Right.
Hachamar gimel v'gimel shemos yesh lohan.
Right. Ubishmo nami lo shavu. When do we say, Rashi's leading it up, when do we say that they're mitzdareif, even though they're different minim, and they don't have the same shame, obviously? B'minei matika askinan. When shekulon, tamon, motuk, they all have the sweetness, they all taste sweet. I don't know what kind of pepper tastes sweet, but they all taste sweet. U'mishum hachi mitzdarfin. De tamon shove lematik b'nakadera. They all have a sweetness. They're all coming to lematik to lematik asakadera. They're all coming to season it in the same way. So what do you see from that? You see from that, they go by Tom. Amar Chizki Yehocha Bini Matika Skin Hov Ruin Lamatik Ben Sekedera. E Amar Bishlam Abasar Taimaz Minan. So now Rabbi just wraps up. If you're going to tell me you go Basar Tom, then it's kulichad taimahu. Then they're mitzdarfin, because they have one tam. Now you don't say three different things fell in. You say three portions of sweetness fell in. Right? So that would make sense. Ela'i amrit basar shmoz linon. But if you're going to say go by the shame, hay shmo luchud v'hay shmo luchud. So then you have, three separate things. You have three separate things, and you don't have any tziruf. There's no tziruf. So now it's just everything against each one, everything against each one, everything against each one, and it should be bottle. So it's a serious blow to rubber. It's a serious blow to Rava. It'd be like let's say you had sugar, honey, and
Splenda.
Applesauce?
Maple syrup. Come on, guys. Sugar, honey, and maple syrup. Let's push it. But it is a little confusing, I will grant you that. Right? Because it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same over here. Here it's a tsiruf question, right? Here it's a tsiruf of isurim keneged the heter, as opposed to just the iser keneged the heter. Right, up to now we've been dealing with a min bimino, meaning is the iser the same min as the heter? Right? Here we're saying here everyone agrees the iser is not the same min as the heter. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying vis-a-vis each other are the isurim the same min. Right? If the isurim are the same min vis-a-vis each other, then you can sum it up and say I have three portions of iser. But if the isurim are not the same min vis-a-vis each other, then I just say I have one portion of iser against all of the rest. And I do that to each one. And it'll be batal. And min b'mino, according to Rava, goes by the shear of Nesinas Tam. So each one will be batal into 60. I mean, this Gemara is somewhat of a little bit of a riot to the Taz, right? Because the Taz was learning that when we say shavim b'tam, it doesn't mean exact. It means in the broad category of tam, in sweetness, like honey, maple syrup, and sugar don't taste exactly the same, but you could say there's a general sweetness that's coming through. You wouldn't be able to taste the maple syrup, but you would sense a sweetness in the kedera. You wouldn't be able to identify the particular anymore. So spices don't go by 60-1. Just to clarify that, the shear for spices is not 60-1. It's a different ratio. Like salt, we say even a 1 in 1,000 is you can taste it. So it doesn't give this nothing about the shear over here. It's just saying the facts are it's not Benosin Tom. Whatever that shear would be by Tavlin is not defined.
Honey's considered a spice?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You gotta find long pepper spice?
The pepper would be definitely... we didn't do Rav yet. So that's a bias proof. A bias proof is it's the same exact question. There's no difference if you want to know min b'mino. Min b'mino is one question. Whether it's going to be in terms of all the isser being the same min, or whether it's a question of the isser versus the in terms of the heter being the same min, or a different minim. So once you see that we measure, we group things by the tamim, so then all the isurim will be mitstarfin via the tamim, and the isser and the heter will be mitstarfin via the tamim. So it's no different. It's a perfect raya. So Rava is in big trouble. So what is Rava saying? So Rava says, no problem. Hamani, who's this? Whose opinion is this Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Meir. Go ahead, you want to finish up? Minayan, what? So he says, Rabbi Meir's opinion is that what? How do you know that in all the Yisurin in the Torah, the Mitztarfin Zemzeh? What does that mean, the Mustafa and Zemzeh? So Mustafa means from Malkus. You eat a half a gezias of Dam, and half a gezias of Chalev, whatever, half a gezias of Nevela, half a gezias of Trefa, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right? So they're Mustafa from Malkus. So how do you know that all these Surin and Torah are Mustafa? Because it says, Lo socha kol toeva. Kol shati afti lecha rehu bal tocha. Everything that I say is a toeva. Is in one iser of Baal Tochel. So therefore, what? So explain to me, what does that mean? So that's the answer to the problem.
So
even though I hold that in terms of explain to me better. So even though I hold in terms of iser to heter, Gil, if I want to judge iser versus heter, then I need to go by the shame. Right, so if I have grapes and grape juice, those are two different shemos. So that's a min b'shein amino. Right, and if I have vinegar and vinegar, even though they might have different tamim, that's a min b'mino because it's the same shame. Right? But Tziruf of Isser is a totally different question. That's a separate Gzeiras HaKosov. That all Isurim are what? Mitzdarfin. So it's true in terms of whenever I'm judging. See, Abaye is saying there's no difference between judging the Isser and the Heter and judging the Isser and other Isurim. It's the same question. It's no sin tam for both. No sin tam for Isser and Heter if they're min b'mino, min b'shin amino. And it's no sin tam for Isurim if they're mitzdarf into one big Isser. One big sheer Isser. But Rava says, this is Rabbi Meir who holds a separate shita, that kol Isurim shebetz Torah mitzdarfin. So over here, I want to know, what's my shear of Isser in the Kedera? So I don't need to go to the regular rules of min b'mino, min b'shin amino. I have a separate din, that all Isurim are mitzdarf into one thing. So I have, it's true, I have three shemos, but that doesn't matter, I have one sheer Isser. I have one sheer Isser. Right? You hear what I'm saying, Gil?
That all the... Like...
So Rava says, Sarash says, V'yafa gav lo shavu, lo b'shmova lo taima, ka'amr de mistarfin. Right? Stop there for a minute. Right? No, so Gil's Masvir is saying that is... There's one shame. There's one shame. What's the shame?
Isser.
Rava's holds, you go b'sar shmo. He's not budging off of that. But he says, over here, Chizkiah, Rabbi Meir holds that it's a shame of what? Toiva. Kol shetiavti l'cho. Harei v'bal t'ocho. So even the different shemos, prati, they have different specific shemos, but all Isser is lumped under one shame Isser. So if that were the case, if Gil is right, what do we do about Chizkiah? Chuck him. Right?
I mean, I didn't say that, but yeah.
So Rashi says that. Udechizkiah leisa. Rava does need Chizkiah. Rava has no use for Chizkiah. The whole taste thing. It's completely irrelevant. Once you're going to say that there's a din of kol she'tiavti l'cho, harei zev, harei v'val tochal, and Rava, so therefore Rava's saying, according to Rebbe, everybody holds basar shma. How do you get three different shemos mitzdarif to one? That is Rebbe Meir's shita, that they all have the same shame of toeva. So would it matter anymore if they're all sweet? Or not? Stick to your guns. Would it matter?
Not really.
Not at all. Yeah. Right? Because who cares if they're all sweet or not? We're just going by shame. Do we all have the same shame? That's all I want to know. Rava only wants to know one thing. Do they have the same shame?
Yeah.
How? They all have the same shame, Isser? They all have the same shame, Isser.
But is Isser a shame? Like, what qualifies a shame?
So that's apparently Reb Meir's shadin. That how are you mitzdarev to a shir kizayis if I eat chaylev and da? Well, if I eat chaylev and nevela, where do I get my tziruf of what shame is it did I eat? What did I eat? I didn't eat kizayis of nevela. I didn't eat a kizayis of chaylev. So how can you give me malchus for eating a half a kizayis of chaylev and half a kizayis of nevela? Because you ate a kizayis of iser. Iser is one shame. Toeva kol shetzi after l'cha. So if that's the case, all iser is min b'mino to itself. Yeah, so what Isser is the tavlin, you want to know? So apparently it's Orla. I have to check.
No, it's in Koset Yati Lecha, but why would that...
That's just you saying everything that I said, because it says lo socha kol toeva. So he's saying, what does that mean? It's a drasha. That everything that I call toeva is under one Isser. You want to know, does that include every single Isser, or is that like automatically, does every time every Isser consider the Toeva?
Yeah, I
mean, is it speaking about specific Isser?
I thought
Shetiati
Lecha means specific
Toeva,
not necessarily all categories.
Okay, so that's a bias. That's Rashi, right? Rashi says that according to Rava, you don't need Chizki anymore. But Tosfos is different. See the Tosfos? All right, so Tosus doesn't like saying that we're going to reject that Rav is going to reject Chizkiya. He holds that the other sugyas in Shas show us that Chizkiya is lehalacha. Okay, we don't have to go through those rayas. But the question is, where does Chizkiya fit into Rava's idea of Basar Shema? That's the question. Right? Yeah, go ahead. Right, so Tosfos says, therefore it's nearer that even according to Rava, that also according to Rava, who says the Mishnah is Rebbe Meir, he still has Chizkiya. Right?
He
still has Chizkiya. Go ahead. Rava still has Chizkiya. And even though Rebbe Meir holds all Yisurin in the Torah are Mitztarfin, even if they don't have the same taste, because of his drasha of Kol Masha Tiavti Lecha,
right.
So that's the tzirif. The tzirif is from Kol Masha Tiavti Lecha. It has nothing to do with Tam. So where's the straight drasha of Chizkiya? Is what? Is if you have two half kizasim of Isser that are Be'en. They don't have the same Tam. Right? They don't have the same Tam. And one person eats a half a kizais of this and half a kizais of that. He'll be chayev, even though they don't have the same time. But when they're mixed into the tavshil, and they're not be'en, right? They're not whole and complete in the natural form, like our case of the tavlin, they're just mixed in. And it's talking about where your metavil ben bekedera. I mean, it doesn't mean it's just like a potato in there. You're really just crushing it down to season the whole kedera. Then even Rabbi Meir will be moda to Chizkiya that it's only when they're of the same taste that they're mitzdarfin. Why? Go ahead. Because they're this kevan shem shoven lemate kakedera. That's the only reason. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds kol shetiavti lecha is mitzdaref, that's only when you have a half a kezias and a half a kezias of like a full piece. You have a half a kezias of nevela, half a kezias of trefa, whatever it is. But if the iser is dissolved into the kedera and it's just functioning to season it, then they're only mitzdarfin because they're the same taste. Go ahead. But if they're not the same taste, then there's no tziruf. Why? Because they don't have the same tam. One is coming to sweeten, and one is coming to strengthen. But
problem. When you say strengthen, what do you mean?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Something different than sweeten. So the problem is, how does this make any sense? I mean, according to Rava, his whole thing is to go Basar Shema. His whole thing is to go Basar Shema, right? So what? So if he's going to learn Rav Meir, holds it as a tziruf, I mean, what does time have to do with anything? In other words, according to Rava, let's say you had three things that were really the same shame but at a different time. Right? And they were dissolved into the kedera. Let's say you had chal de chamra and chal de shikra. Dissolved, mixed into a kedera. So, he wouldn't care if they have a different time. He would say the shame is mitzdarif. So the problem is, right? In other words, Rava doesn't care at all about time. Time is a non-issue for Rava. So as long as they're the same shame, they're mitzdarif. So it's posh, just like that Rashi is. Rashi seems to be the more posher way. That how is Rebbe Meir helping? And when Rava says it's Rebbe Meir, he doesn't know Rebbe Meir disagrees with the shita of Basar Tamas and Basar Shmaz Leon. But he's saying that since Rebbe Meir holds Kol Shetiavti L'cha, so that's a din of a shame. Then you can say there's a general shame iser. But if you're going to rely on an idea of a shame iser, so then, just like if you had two things that had the actual same shame, you wouldn't need their tamim to be the same to be mitzdarif. So when you're going to rely on the more general shame of Isser, why should you need the tamim to be the same? Right? And if you're going to tell me, oh, it's tamim or mitzdarif, that's a bayi already. So how is it like a combination? Like Tosfos is like a funny combination that with Rebbe Meir somehow Rava gets converted into a Tam Shita. Well, what kind of sense does that make? Just pshat wise, when Chizkiah commented on the Mishnah and said it's all Boin Lamatik as a Kedera, so does Rava still learn that edition of Chizkiah or not? So according to Rashi, he doesn't need Chizkiah anymore. He just learns the Mishnah in every single case. Even if I had paprika and cumin and what was the other one?
Paprika.
And curry. So then it still would be what? It still would be Mistarif. Why? There are three different Tamim, but they all have the same Shem Visser. They all have to be Usher for some reason. Mm-hmm. So they all have the same Isser. They all have an Isser. Right? So according to Rava, the way Rashi's learning, the Shem Isser is the Shem of Mitzvah of Tziruf. So who cares about Tam anymore? There's no reason for Tam. But for some reason, though, Tosus is learning that... shut it off. Tosus is learning that even with Rava's answer, he still needs Chizkiah. Even though Rava's saying that it's Rebbe Meir who holds Kol Shetiavti, Rebbe Meir's Tziruf of Kol Shetiavti L'cha relies on them having the same Tam.
In a tavshil.
Only when it's mixed into a tavshil for some reason. Because it doesn't need that intrinsically, because if they had two half kizesim that were be'en, they wouldn't have to have the same tam, just stuff them in your mouth and eat them. But for some reason, Tosfos is saying that when the iser becomes a component of a tavshil, then the tziruf only occurs when you have the same tam.
Oh, because in a tavshil, there's like this foreign substance. There's like this other thing that.
Well, you're trying to give a svar. You're thinking a svar, but
trying to figure out what why tavshil.
That's a good. That's a good approach. So it's tempting to think, to have a first thought to be that it's tempting to think that the tziruf of kol she'tiavti l'cha is dependent on the presence of isurim. Right? In other words, when I have an Isser, well, if I have an Isser here and an Isser there, right, and neither one has the shear from Malchus, so now it's tempting to say that according to Tosos, the din of Rebbe Meir is not a din like we were saying in Rashi, it's not a din of a shame Isser, it's not a din that all Isser in a certain sense has the same shame, same family name, right? It's tempting to say that Rava's learning, it's a din, when you have Isser, it's a separate gezeirah because of a tziruf. Right? But you need Isser first. If I have Isser and Isser, I can be mitzdarif them for a shear of Malchus. But not that all Isser has one shame. Okay. So therefore, I would have to look at each Isser on its own, judge it on its own, and say, is it here first? Before I can bring in does the Tzir for Rebbe Meir comes in after I determine how much Isser I have. So if I determine I have a third of a Kezias of Isser A, a third of a Kezias of Isser B, and a third of a Kezias of Isser C, then Rebbe Meir will say, you've got a Kezias. Of tziruf, your mitzare three different things into a tziruf of one for Nisr Malchus. But since they have the different shame to begin with, they'll be butl in this case. But that doesn't really work out because why should the tam stop it from being butl? That's Reb Meir. That's a bayashita. That's not ravashita. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it's, in other words, what I'm trying to say is like this. In terms of methodology, you would try to that's an appealing chilek that Rashi's learning, it's a shame. Right? So therefore everything follows. You just plug in shame Isser into Rava's formula. say min b'mino goes by shame. They have the same shame, so they're all considered mino to each other. If you learn Rabbi Meir to be telling you that there's one shame, then Rava works out good. But then you have to get rid of Chizkiah. There's no reason for Chizkiah anymore. And you'll say, and you'll think that maybe Tosa is learning differently. Not that they really have the same shame, but first you have to have them exist, and then you can talk about whether there's a tzira between them or not. Just a tzira for a shear, not that they actually have the same shame. Right? And then that would mean you need something first to tell you that they're here before you can deal with them. Now, as Rava's din is not a definition of what they are. Rameir's din is not a definition that they're all one shame, but it's telling you, even though you have three different things, there's a din of tziruf in terms of Isser, in terms of Malkus. But that doesn't work out, because then you're going to say that Rava's now all of a sudden saying Tom is what's Mitzdarif, but Tom is not Mitzdarif for Rava, never is. So Tosus is very difficult. How could he have Rabbi Meir and then say, but you need Tom in order for it to work? If he's learning Rabbi Meir is like one shame, so then you don't need Tom. It should be like Abai, like Rashi. And if he's saying Rabbi Meir is coming after you have Isser, so then why? So then they should be Batal. They should all be Batal. Because what's going to prevent them from being Batal? They all have different shamos. Because if you're going to say they have the same shame because one shame Isser, then you don't need Tom. If you're going to say they have different shamos and Rabbi Meir is not telling you there's one shame Isser, so then they should all be Batal. How do you get in the middle? Say, it's not one shame, and they're not bottled because of Tom. But that's the Tom is nothing going to Rava. Tom is a non-entity. It's non-functional. I mean, really, we have to define Reb Meir, right? Because that's basically what Tosas is learning. He's learning it's really a din, and it has nothing to do with Rava's Mimbamino sheet. It has all to do with Reb Meir. Say, Reb Meir's whole din of Tzira, for some reason, works in two different ways. When they're be'en, we don't care about the Tom, but when they're not be'en, we care about the Tom. But it's a din in Reb Meir's. It has to do with Reb Meir's shita of Kol Shetiyavti. Yeah, that was so. It'll just start you off. And that was if you're not gonna say that Tziruf is in terms of shame, you still have the problem. Reb Meir can't just make something up out of nothing. Can't just create something out of nothing. So you need a shear of Kizayis in order to get Malkus. So where you Kizayis of what? Kizayis is a shear in something. It's just a magnitude of something. So, if you have different things, right? You don't have a shear kizayis of anyone, right? You have only like terms. You need like terms to add up, right?
Yeah, okay.
Correct. So how do you sum up and get the kizayis from a half a kizayis of chaylev and half a kizayis of nevela? So one approach we said is they do have a more general shame that's the same. That makes sense. In a certain sense, in terms of the family name, they have the same name, Isser. That's what Meir's din. So it says it's Tzir in terms of the Cheftza. But that would not admit of Chizkiah. You wouldn't need to say Chizkiah's din of Mine Matika in terms of the Tzir of the three different Palpolim, or three different Minim. So is there another type of a tziruf that Rameir could hold from? That's the question.